Food was served, we were all happy and I was really getting along. Chief was nice throughout, he encouraged me to work hard and stand up for myself. He also told me that all that glitters in Lagos are not gold. Honestly, I was listening to him, but the taste of the food was entering my brain. Everything was going well until it got to the chicken part. My packaging was thrown to the mud, became a disaster. My cousin was staring at me and smiling, while Chief was busy asking me if the chicken was too strong. I told him no. I was sweating while struggling to cut the chicken into sizable pieces. Unfortunately, the chicken flew, and guess what? It landed on Chief, and pepper entered his eyes. That was the end of the dinner, I screwed up. Chief screamed while my cousin was trying to blow the pepper off from his eyes. It was effort in futility. He gave my cousin his credit card to pay for the food, which she did. My cousin drove him to his house and helped him to call his wife to assist him. She did not speak to her, she just dialed the number and gave him the phone. She gave me signal for us to leave. We walked to a far distance, I guess because of Chief's wife. She ordered Uber, the Uber arrived within 3 minutes. My cousin did not talk to me till we got home, she still did not talk to me until the next day. The next day was Wednesday. All she did was to dish out her usual instruction and leave for work. Henry came as usual to drop key for another sister, her name is Amanda. Within 30 minutes into my movie, I heard a shout, I thought the building was on fire so I rushed out to know what it was. It was the married couple, the wife was screaming at the husband and blocked her husband, she was saying, you must tell me who Princess is, shameless man, womanizer, always sleeping with every idiot on the road, after everything I did for you, bastard. Her husband threatened to beat her if she doesn't excuse him. Trust Yoruba women, beat me, oh, beat me. That is all you know how to do, beat me. Madman, bastard, foolish he goat, I said you should beat me. I went back in and locked my door. Beside that wasn't my business, that was adult matter not for someone like me, so I went back to my movie. Amanda came by 2:30 p.m., another of Henry's sister. Amanda is straight, flat-chested, flat-ass, but she is beautiful, not fair, not dark. I gave her the key, and she thanked me, wow, Amanda is really respectful. 30 minutes later, I heard a knock on my door, I thought it was Amanda, so I opened the door. It was the married couple, the wife was screaming at the husband and blocked her husband, she was saying, you must tell me who Princess is, shameless man, womanizer, always sleeping with every idiot on the road, after everything I did for you, bastard. Her husband threatened to beat her if she doesn't excuse him. Trust Yoruba women, beat me, oh, beat me. That is all you know how to do, beat me. Madman, bastard, foolish he goat, I said you should beat me. I went back in and locked my door. Beside that wasn't my business, that was adult matter not for someone like me, so I went back to my movie. Amanda came by 2:30 p.m., another of Henry's sister. Amanda is straight, flat-chested, flat-ass, but she is beautiful, not fair, not dark. I gave her the key, and she thanked me, wow, Amanda is really respectful. 30 minutes later, I heard a knock on my door, I thought it was Amanda, so I opened the door. Wow, guess who the person was? Bimbo. She asked for the key. I told her that I was not with it, that one of her sisters came to collect the key, since she is Henry's sister too, that made her and Amanda sisters. She sighed and I locked my door. 4 minutes later, I heard another shout, two ladies. I quickly rushed out, I found Bimbo and Amanda shouting, I guess that day was meant for shouting and quarreling, who cares, Amanda, you are a prostitute, Olosho, backstabber, Bimbo yelled. Let it be, Bimbo, let it be. I am paying you back for what you did to me. I will continue to frustrate you because you deserve it, backstabber too. No be only you subby backstab, bastard. Amanda entered inside and banged the door. Bimbo started pressing her phone angrily. I guess she was trying to call Henry, but the call wasn't connecting. She turned to leave. I quickly closed the door before she faced me. I understood the meaning of the comment my cousin made when I asked her about Henry. I understood the meaning of her sarcastic laughter. The funny thing was that those ladies were on corporate, they wore corporate outfits as if they were going to work, wonders shall never end. There is nothing Westlife will not see in an empty street. My cousin came back by 9 p.m., I greeted her, she responded. At least she wasn't angry again. She pressed her phone and put the phone on her ear, I guess she was calling someone, definitely not my parents. She said hello and walked straight into her room. She closed her door but I eavesdropped on her call, so I heard, "Your wife called me today, abusing me. How did your wife find out? Seems you were not careful enough. Please be cautious next time. I don't want to lose you and I also don't want anybody insulting me. I beg," she dropped the call. I did not understand the meaning of that conversation because I trusted my cousin. It may be work-related, so I thought. "Have you eaten?" my cousin asked. I told her I ate 1 hour ago, she said okay and went to the kitchen to prepare food for herself. I told her what happened today, starting for her married neighbor to Henry's girlfriends. She laughed and said Henry don't cast, asked her the meaning but she did not answer, she just said never mind. After eating, she told me that she would be traveling on Thursday, which was the next day, and she would come back on Monday. According to her, her company was sending her to Abuja for a job, and when she comes back, she would go to work straight, that I should expect to see her on Monday night. That night, we prepared so many dishes, she gave me a list of do's and don'ts. "Don't go downstairs, don't use the cylinder, always use microwave, don't leave the television and the light on before sleeping, always lock the door, don't mingle with the neighbors unless I tell you to do so." On Thursday, she did not go to work because she was traveling, in fact, she woke up late, by 12 p.m. She started packing, I didn't see what she packed because I was in the sitting room watching movies. By 2 p.m., she was already dressed. Something happened that day. Henry did not drop his key that day, maybe because of yesterday's incident, I knew he heard it. By 3:30 p.m., my cousin was set to leave, but I was concerned because I thought she would use bus, airplane never came to my mind until I asked her and I never knew airplane was fast, beside, I only see it on television, I have never entered it till now, maybe because I was yet to leave Lagos in a grand style. I saw her off, I stopped downstairs. I told her to be careful, night journey is always risky, I wouldn't recommend that. I went further to tell her to leave the next day, very early in the morning. She looked at me in a weird manner, she laughed and laughed, then told me that she was using flight, that flight is the fastest means of transportation, approximately 1 hour 30 minutes. I said okay but was feeling embarrassed already. I waited for the Uber to pick her up before going in. I would miss my cousin, at least I would have the whole house to myself. My cousin called me by 7 p.m., she told me she was fine and already in Abuja, I said okay. Immediately I dropped the call, I heard a knock on the door, I opened it, guess who that was? Henry. He definitely didn't come to drop key, he came to ask me if my cousin was around, I said no, he then said, "You look beautiful tonight," I thanked him for the compliment. He asked for my number, I refused, he noticed I was not comfortable, he said, "Okay, see you tomorrow," I responded okay, even though I never knew what he meant by "see you tomorrow." The next day, as early as 7 a.m., Henry knocked at the door, I quickly opened the door thinking it was the normal key dropping thing, but it wasn't. Henry knocked at the door to find out how I was doing, he even gave me money for lunch. I rejected the money at first, but he insisted, saying that he got permission from my cousin to do so, I accepted the money. I asked him if he wasn't dropping key, I asked him that to feed my curiosity, he said no, that his sisters won't be coming again, that he warned them not to come to his house again, I said no problem. Something else happened, he started telling me how he loved me from the moment he set his eyes on me, how decent he is, how he took his time before telling me, how faithful he would be if I accept him. I looked at him, I didn't know when I started laughing, If only he knew that I know everything, his relationship with those ladies. The next day, as early as 7 a.m., Henry knocked at the door. I quickly opened the door thinking it was the normal key dropping thing, but it wasn't. Henry knocked at the door to find out how I was doing. He even gave me money for lunch. I rejected the money at first, but he insisted, saying that he got permission from my cousin to do so. I accepted the money. I asked him if he wasn't dropping key. I asked him that to feed my curiosity. He said no, that his sisters won't be coming again, that he warned them not to come to his house again. I said no problem. Something else happened. He started telling me how he loved me from the moment he set his eyes on me, how decent he is, how he took his time before telling me, how faithful he would be if I accept him. I looked at him. I didn't know when I started laughing. If only he knew that I know everything, his relationship with those ladies. Henry is cute and rich. He is every lady's dream man. He is tall, dream of any lady, but his love for women cannot be overemphasized, and I do not buy in the idea that men can change. He looked at me. He told me that he knew I would act like this, that anyway, I should think about it, and that he has already asked my sister for her blessing and she gave it to him. I was shocked and disappointed at my sister. She knew the kind of person Henry is. How could she? I never allowed the disappointment show on my face. I told Henry, okay, that I would think about it. He thanked me and left for work. My mind was not settled. I had to call my cousin, and guess what? Her response was way out of what I had expected. I wanted her to say something like, that guy is mad, he doesn't have shame, that guy is stupid, in fact let me call that stupid guy and insult him, but my cousin said, wow, that is so cute, that guy is rich and he spend, accept him, eat his money, he has enough money to spend and his people are well known in Lagos. My cousin even threatened me, that if I don't accept him, I would leave her house, and anywhere I decide to go, she doesn't care, welcome to Lagos. Honestly, I was hurt. This was not the cousin I had always known. My cousin acted as if sin disgusted her. She acted as if she stand for what is right. She was always supporting my mother whenever my mother insults single ladies that have relationship with guys. How could she? Was she pretending to my mother? Honestly, that thought filled my mind the whole day, and I had no other choice but to accept Henry and hope everything falls apart in the future. My cousin left me with no other option.